Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach, rock, rock, park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Why can't I harass you? Sometimes.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. I hope you're well. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. HMBRadio.com is the website. Twitter and Instagram? Well, I'm glad you asked. Home_made_man. You can find me there. Email? Sure. Take your email, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. If you want some HMB radio stickers and magnets, I'd love to send you some. Just email me or text me on that 813-693-2124 or hmbradio.com. Just send me your address, slip into my DMs, and I will get some out to you immediately, free of charge, because I love you. If you go to hmbradio.com earlier in the week, there's a great video that went around of a Bucks security guard that totally wrecked this toddler's life. And the kid ran out into the field, and the security guard scooped him up and pretty much fell on top of him. There's a great video. If you go over to hmbradio.com/news, scroll down a little bit, you'll find it. The Ofish Buccaneer security guard makes the tackle of the training camp so far. You can find that story. Watch the video. I do suggest you do that because I watched it a lot of times, and it's made me laugh harder than most of the things that I've seen this year. So you want to definitely go check that out at hmbradio.com. Later in the show, in bedtime, I broke up with somebody. I broke up with a guy. Yeah, I broke up with a man this week. I cut him out of my life, and we're going to talk about that a little later on. And then, of course, the clip from Stay Woke is going to be about Jeffrey Epstein, of course. It has to be because it was a wild week. Jeffrey Epstein is dead, and everybody knew it was going to happen, and he's dead now, and that's how it goes. So we're going to get into that shortly, but first, I want to say thank you very much to our sponsor here, Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U, V as in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Get your hair cut, look good, feel good. You'll thank yourself later. Truvie, salonandspa.com. So there was a lot of stupid news in the Tampa Bay area this week that I saw, but the story I picked to go over this week was, you ever heard of this drag queen story hour? Well, it's just what it says. It's a drag queen goes to a bookstore or a library and reads to children for I don't know, for reasons. I looked it up in the on the website, their website, and their About Me section says, it just is what it sounds like, drag queens reading the stories of children in libraries, schools, and bookstores. Captures the imagination and play of gender fluidity of childhood and gives kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. In spaces like this, kids are able to defy rigid gender restrictions and imagine a world where people can present as they wish, where dress-up is real. So there was one of these in St. Pete earlier this week, and there was a protest about it. These are two radical extremes of the spectrum kind of going at it. And these are God people, obviously, that are upset about this, talking about, you know, these folks pushing the homosexual agenda. And the other part is, you know, these people who say that, you know, gender's not real and biology's, you know, crap. So I'm kind of mixed emotions about this. Like, I want people to be free and kind of do whatever they want. So this doesn't really bother me. But then at the same time, there's something about, I don't know, bringing sexuality to kids, which is kind of weird. I don't know. And like I saw, I looked up the address, and they say this is not sexual, obviously. It's just, you know, people who identify this way. And most of them identify as men, but they're just playing dress up, and you go, yeah, all right, that's fine. But then, like, the second link I saw when I looked up this drag queen story hour was about someone and one of the guys, I think it was in England, you know, started, like, twerking and teaching kids how to twerk, which is this dance where you shake your butt. It's a very sexual dance, you know. It's done in nightclubs and stuff. And then you go, yeah, see, that's... And then the other side of me goes, yeah, I don't think this is a... This is a good thing, but I'm really 50-50 split on this. I don't know if there's an agenda or not, but I don't like the Christian, you know, Bible thumper people. They're annoying. And then I think these people, the gender's a myth thing is annoying too. So both sides kind of annoy me, but they had one, a monthly drag queen story hour. It's been going on at the Community Cafe here in St. Petersburg, a private business. And what's been called one of the most LGBTQ-friendly cities in America since September. And these religious protesters, many from a small fundamentalist church in Pasco, have been there from the start, you know, protesting. Some months, these protesters outnumbered the children inside. Other times, it was vice versa. Coordinating against St. Petersburg Story Hour from a keyboard more than 1,000 miles away was a Christian blogger. Ohio-based Elizabeth Johnston is known on social media as the Activist Mommy. Yeah, I hate this lady too already. She has been equated being transgender with a mental disorder and referred to public school systems that teach students about LGBTQ contributions to U.S. history as a radical leftist indoctrination centers. She tried last week to rally her phone warriors to shut down story time. Now, here's the thing. Whenever somebody does this, where they have a good following and they demand a protest, there's always an equal but opposite reaction. This is a law of physics, right? There's an equal and opposite reaction. So what happened when they tried to shut down this St. Petersburg drag queen story time is that tons of people showed up to counter this, and they got so much more business from it. This happened a few weeks ago, too, with Joaquin Castro in Texas, released the names of Donald Trump supporters who gave him money, you know, kind of doxed him. And then what happened was is the business owners got more business than they had ever gotten before. And this is exactly what happened, you know, with this story time. Local organizer Kayala Williams, whose drag persona is Samaya Sensation, said it's about kids. who not only love a fabulous costume, but can learn at a young age that it's possible for people to be who they want. Johnston told the Tampa Bay Times by email that she crusades against the story hours. This is the protester lady, the mommy thing, because they're very adult and sexual in nature and include confusing gender-bending books that can traumatize the children. Online, she draws a line between the events and the homosexual agenda. There were always at least three times as many counter-protesters who came to hold umbrellas in their faces and form a wall of love. I can't stand these people either, with their bodies to protect those entering the venue. And so by 10:30 a.m., it was crazy. It was so many people there. There was a few protesters, and then, you know, these other, the drag queen people were way out. I mean, this is St. Pete. You know, we're in a progressive town. So you can imagine. People sang and danced to Devo's Whip It to drown out the sounds of the bullhorn preaching. People gave the finger. Uh-oh. People stood inches from each other's faces, and they debated Bible scripture. People shouted that love and acceptance and hell's fire. People laid on their horns as they drove down Central Avenue. There's no point in talking about this stuff with the other side. I mean, to debate, to there's fundamental differences that are going to keep these people. You're not going to convince anybody. It's only going to lead to probably violence at a certain point. So it's not worth protesting and doing all this. So a self-described citizen journalist who came from Orlando said he stood with the Patriots, pointing to the religious protesters, held a microphone in a counter-protester's face as he took a video for YouTube. The woman counter-protester bit a chunk out of his microphone. See, this is another thing that annoys me. These compassionate people who claim love and acceptance, no, they don't. They have a vicious streak to them that if you're not on their team, they want you dead. Okay, they don't even, you know, there's no disagreement, you should die. Their nearby business owner said they were fine with the event, but they were annoyed that the cafe was hosting it during prime shopping hours when protesters scared off the customers, all declined to give their names, worried about the backlash. That's another thing, too. If you disagree with any of this stuff, you are you're in trouble because people will dox you and come after you. And they want you, like I said, they don't only want your an apology. They don't want an apology. They want your head. And Mandy Keys, LGBTQ people have had to hide and accommodate other people's discomfort for long enough. That's the owner of Community Cafe about her cohorts and neighbors. She didn't really give a crap. That lady, I had a run-in with her years ago, many years ago. I did this show at Creative Loafing Space, but with comedy and stuff. And she was the food sponsor for that thing. My friend Joe from, it was Sly Bar at the time, now it's Tap House 61, kind of helped me organize this thing. And she was supposed to, like, you know, donate food to this thing. I put her logo on the poster and all this stuff. And then when I approached her with, came in with posters to hang some up, you know, this is an event that she's sponsoring, she went, I never agreed to any of that. And I didn't know. I didn't know you have to get signed contracts and all that stuff. I thought, you know, this is just friends, you know, helping friends out. So I went, well, you know, you did. So kind of here to pick that stuff up. And she gave a bowl of hummus and broken chips. That was her contribution to an event that was supposed to garner like hundreds of people. So, yeah, thanks a lot. So I don't really like her. But, you know, she's doing things. She's doing good things for the community. So whatever. That's my own problem. You know, that has nothing to do with anybody else. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm of two minds. I kind of hate both of these groups pretty much because they're so far extreme on either side. But yeah, part of me is like, yeah, whatever, you know, people be free to do whatever they want. But then when they bring in the twerking one in England and you go, yeah, I don't think that's appropriate. I don't know. I really don't know. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I'd love to hear from you. Were you at the protest? Were you protesting? Did you see anything? I want to hear it. 813-693-2124.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
This week on Bedtime, we talked a little bit about... I went through a breakup this week. It was very sad for me. It was hard. It was a breakup with a man. I had to break up with a man. in my life. It was unusual. It was different. But I did it. I got through it. And we're going to talk about that shortly. But first, I want to say thank you to HomemadePodcasts.com. HomemadePodcasts with an S.com. That's my podcasting media consulting business that I have on the side. If you're interested in podcasting but don't know how to start, I can help you. Or if you're a business that wants to start a podcast to reach new and existing clientele, it's a growing medium. You should definitely do it for sure. So, you know, I can help. HomemadePodcasts.com. All right, let's get to this week's bedtime, where I broke up with a man. I'm very sad about it. This week's been good. Nobody died. That's exciting. That's always a good week. You know, it's kind of crazy that more people don't die that you know. I went a long time without going to a funeral, and then my grandfather's one last week, 2 weeks ago. It's the first one I've been to in a long time. I mean, that's good. You know, I'm glad that that's, you know, people aren't dropping like flies around me. And I don't know if that's the standard. It might not be. I don't know. I had to break up with my best friend, though, this week. That kind of sucked. So it was a death, in a way. You know, people grow up, they start to do their own thing, they get married, they have kids. That's just the routine. I know that. Everybody knows that. Sometimes you drift apart from your friends. That's just going to happen. But I don't know. This guy, I was a best man at his wedding. And I had a feeling, my gut is really good with certain things. It's a superpower. I just kind of know stuff sometimes. And I called it then that this was the beginning of the end. And sure enough, it was. Because, you know, his wife got pregnant pretty quick. And, you know, I understood. You know, and things are just different. I don't lead that kind of lifestyle. You know, I think this happens to a lot of people my age, late 20s, early 30s. You know, he's kind of done, you know, with the bars and stuff. But I am too. You know, I still drink, but I'm not, you know, partying until 3 a.m. most weekends, every weekend anymore. And, you know, he's got responsibilities, and we kind of just, we didn't really talk anymore. And I think it was probably both our faults, but, I don't know. I have other friends with, you know, kids that I hang out with all the time. I was just over at a friend's house this weekend who has a baby, and I was holding her and playing with her in the pool. I like kids. So that's not really the issue. And then when these people try to gaslight you into making it like your fault, like he tried to blame it on me. And I only reached out to him because I heard that his wife was pregnant again. I wanted to wish him, you know, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Congratulations. And I was like, hey, man. And I've texted him a lot of times, too, where he just never answered. Or will answer 15 hours later. Most of the time, just never answered. But I texted him, hey, man, are you having another kid? And he went, yeah. And I went, why do I always hear about this from, like, other people? Because the person I heard it from is not even really, like, involved in, I don't know, they're kind of like a periphery friend, you know? Like, not super close. And then he went right in, you know, and just was like, well, since we're on the, since you brought it up, you know, you'd only seen my son twice, so I didn't really think it was necessary. I really haven't told anybody. And I was like, well, whose fault is that, asswipe? I mean, I went to his kid's first birthday party. He, and this is the thing too, you know, we had like a group of friends, and he doesn't talk to any of them anymore. So whose fault is that? Because I talk to all these people. I still talk to all these people. I still reach out to these people. I still hang out with them. And like I said, I think he's under the impression it's because he had a kid. But I hang out with my friend that has a kid all the time. So, but yeah, what really pissed me off was just the gaslighting, which is, you know, people trying to convince you that it's your fault.
that this is happening. And I'll take responsibility for some of it, but definitely not all of it. I'll take 30%. That's what I'm willing to take. And he had this conversation, too, and he years ago, at least a year ago, you don't reach out to me or anything. And then his dad went, well, do you reach out to him? And that kind of shut him up. I was at, like, a friend of ours' wedding. And it's just the same thing. So, you know what? Let's just make it official. We're broken up. Breaking up. You shouldn't have best friends anyways at this age. You know? It's weird. So, we're broken up, dude. Screw you. And that's pretty much the approach I took after that. Have a good life. And I mean it. You know, he's a great guy. And we were friends for a long time. Roommates. We spent a lot of time together. So I don't wish him any harm or anything. But you know what? Screw you. I'm not going to have you sit here and blame all this on me. So screw off. Let's just make it a we don't talk anyway, so there's nothing that's going to be lost from saying goodbye permanently. It's just done now. It's official. So we don't have to put on the facade where we have to, you know, meet up for the first football game of the year. And then he'll cancel anyways. Last year, he's like, you know, we went out 1 year and watched the Bucks game and got wild. And then his wife picked him up at the end of the night. And then the next year, he was like, hey, my kid's potty trained. Oh, I think it was a hurricane. So the game got delayed, and then we just didn't do it that year. And then the next year, hey, my kid's potty training. So how about you hang out over here? And I did hang out over there 1 year. But I don't know. I just, you know, I don't want to have to look at his wife looking at me side-eyed with her arms folded because I'm drinking a beer. And that's always what I felt like. So I was just like, you know what, now your kid's potty training. You know, I don't want to watch some little boy flapping his penis around when I'm trying to watch Jameis Winston, you know, get intercepted again for the fifth time. It's just going to be annoying. So, no, forget it. We'll do it next year. And then next year comes around and we don't do it. So let's just like, let's screw it, man. Let's just end it officially. You know, if I see him, I'm not going to cuss him out or anything, or I have no ill will towards him. I hope he does have a good life. He's a great guy. But don't try to rope me into this is my fault, asshole. It's not how this is going to work. And that's how, you know. Well, you need to hear other people's perspectives. Well, then tell me. Well, I'm here if you want to hear them. You know what? No, I don't want to hear them. Goodbye. And that's how the conversation ended. 15 years. Well, at least 10 years of friendship. Just gone. But I mean, that's part of life. That's what happens. People die. Your grandfather dies. Your best friend, you know, kind of dies, is dead to you now. You lose loves, you find another one, they break your heart, you always know how it ends, but that's just the way life is. Everybody goes through these things. It's reassuring almost that everybody, there are certain things in life that everybody's going to experience no matter what your financial situation is, what tribe you belong to, you know, what race you are, what gender you are. You're still going to go through some of the same things. People are going to die. You're going to lose loves. And you're going to break up with your best friend eventually. But, you know, it's too bad. And I'm sure I'll see him at a wedding or something. Somebody will get married and I'll go, hey, what's going on? Hey, man. And then we'll have a few beers and laugh a little bit. And then we won't talk again for 5 years. That's how it goes. With some of these relationships that you have. There's friends, I think, that I'm going to have my entire life. But, I don't know, maybe not. You know, you could have a falling out with people. I fight with people all the time. It's in my nature. So, you know, you just hope that it's nothing that's going to permanently end your relationship. But if it does, hey, man, that's part of the deal, okay? You're going to have to tell people to go pound sand every once in a while. You don't want to get walked all over. You don't want to get gaslit. It's important to look at your faults, of course. You know, it's not all blame on one person. There's two sides of the story. Takes two to tango. You've heard all those phrases. But don't take any crap either. So break up. Cancel your friendship if you have to with people. Just to, you know, dead weight. Even for that reason. Now I feel relieved. Like, I don't have to feel like, you know, I'm missing out on something. I'm not. Now we're done. And it's just, I can throw that weight off my cart and it's going to be easier on you. Don't make your life harder. Work smarter, not harder. All right.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website, and the social handles on Twitter and Instagram are home_made_man. And follow Radio St. Pete while you're there. Radio STPETE. So this week on Stay Woke, we talked about Jeffrey Epstein. Is there anything else that we could talk about? No. It's too big a news. Everyone knew this guy was going to die, and he died this week. And the conspiracy theories started flying, boy. Oh, my gosh. And every day, more info comes out where I go, I don't think this is a conspiracy theory. The conspiracy theory sounds more realistic to me than he just committed suicide in prison. But we talked about it, and I can't wait to hear what else comes out. This is a fascinating story, so we talked about it on Stay Woke. Stay Woke, you can hear locally here in Tampa Bay on 102.5 The Bone at midnight, and if you're not up at that time, and who is, I don't blame you, but here's what you can do. You can still listen to the show. All you have to do is go into your app store, download the 102.5 The Bone app, you go into shows, and if you scroll down, you'll see a button that says last show of Stay Woke or something like that, some sort of variety, and then you push that play button and it plays on repeat 24 hours a day, and you can actually hang with us. So let's listen to this clip talking about Jeffy Epi right here on the Homemade Broadcast.
First of all, you broke the news to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to sleep in on Saturday mornings, and I rolled over and I turned off my alarm, and I was just waking up. It was a beautiful Saturday morning. You know, I don't have to get ready for either job. I'm just going to wake up, do some stuff around the house, enjoy. And then all of a sudden, I see I got a text from Will in the morning. Opened it up. Just a link. Epstein. Suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Dead! And I went, oh, my God. And since that moment, Will, I can't get this out of my head. I'm going through the details, and they're slowly being released. Bit by bit, what's going on? Was there surveillance cameras? Why was his cellmate gone? Why were the guards not checking on him? Why was he taken off of suicide watch? There's so many moving parts that are all leading to one direction. Now, I don't know. Well, here's the direction it's going. Not suicide. It's going to homicide, buddy.
You know, people are obviously going to jump to conclusions. Everyone knew this was going to happen.
That's crazy.
He's going to kill himself. He's going to kill him.
In quotes.
Whatever. Right. Or he will just commit suicide. He tried once already.
Did he?
Failed. I don't know.
Did he?
I don't know. Something happened where he got placed on suicide watch because of his attempt,
mm-hmm.
and somehow managed to commit suicide, in quotes, under that watch. Now, I had read that somehow his attorney got them to take him off suicide watch, which is insane.
Well, here's the thing that goes even deeper. First of all, he was taken off of suicide watch, which requires, for those that don't know, I learned this today as well, it requires a check every 15 minutes by a guard, I suppose, mm-hmm. okay? And they took him off of suicide watch in late July, when that is only days after he allegedly tried to kill himself, which was July 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
He was downgraded to, quote, special observation status, ouch, just hit my elbow, which required two guards to make separate checks on him every 30 minutes. But here's the thing, though. The decision to remove an inmate from suicide watch would have to be okayed by the jail's suicide prevention program coordinator and then approved by the warden. neither of which was done. Mm. Goes even deeper. It says here, once an inmate has been placed on the watch may not be terminated under any circumstance without both the coordinator signing off on it and also performing a face-to-face evaluation, which was not done. Mm-hmm. So he was just somehow taken off of suicide watch, didn't go through the proper channels, no protocol, then suddenly was being checked on every 30 minutes, but apparently the guards weren't doing that. Mm-hmm. You even sent an article that said one of the guys wasn't even a proper prison guard.
Yep. Yeah.
It's Larry the Cable Guy.
And look, I mean, this is the day after testimony was released by one of these girls that Epstein kept. And she named some really high, prominent names, among them being Alan Dershowitz.
Professor Harvard.
Professor Harvard, been in politics for decades. Former governor and almost president, Bill Richardson of New Mexico. Mm-hmm. He ran, I think, in 2004 and was doing pretty well. No, governor.
No, and then there was a senator.
And then
ex-senator.
There was a senator from Maine. That's right.
Mitchell something?
I don't know. And okay. Then these people were all named. And then the next day.
One more. A UK prince. Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew. That's right. So these are elites. And this was just scratching the surface, right? And we knew that this was coming and that names were going to start being released. And then they start, and then he's dead
the next day.
And mm-hmm. there's all these really fishy circumstances. This is the thing, too. People are saying, oh, you know, conspiracy theories, you know, what are you doing? How do you not look at this and go, something's off here,
something's
obviously?
Up.
And it's weird because the FBI just released this thing that conspiracy theories on the internet are leading to people going to extremist ideologies, and we need to stifle these. So this is basically saying if you question the official story, you're a problem, and I think they want to prosecute people for questioning the story.
That's
I think
insane.
That's what the next step is going to be, that they're putting all these things in place, you know, and these idiots, they just think it's like QAnon or something. They're like, yeah, and prosecute those people. These rules will be used against you, too, eventually, if you question the official story. And the fact that people think that, oh, no, it couldn't happen. You know, these people wouldn't do that. These people, the Clintons, Trump, they will bomb a country, a village, without blinking an eye.
Yeah.
You don't think that they'll just kill this guy because he's going to out a bunch of their friends?
Everybody.
Potentially. Or even if he keeps his mouth shut. The investigation's out here. He's got hard drives. The guy's a boomer or was a boomer. So he's got, you know, CDs of information. He's got diaries and CDs of photos in a safe. They're going to find him. He's old. He was an old man. He can't cover his tracks.
Right. And here's another thing that I didn't know. It says here, Jeffrey Epstein was telling the guards that someone was trying to kill him. So when they made that on July 23rd, when they said attempted suicide, it says here, it has been reported by the mainstream media that Epstein previously tried to kill himself, but apparently that report was being directly contradicted by Epstein himself. Apparently, he reportedly told guards and fellow inmates that he believed someone was trying to kill him. He said that.
Also, another point was he was spending 12, 13 hours a day with his defense attorneys.
Yeah.
That doesn't really sound like somebody who's just checking out. It sounds like somebody who was
cutting a deal.
Actively trying to get his defense in order here. And if you're just going to check out, like, why would you even bother? You know, I don't know. That just seems fishy too. His cellmate was removed suspiciously. Like, there's so many
no
things.
No surveillance
and
video.
And this is the thing too, Anna.
Yeah.
We know what the deal is. Everybody knows what the deal is, and nothing will happen.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. I mean, because what can you do? We're talking about powerful people that we are untouchable, truly untouchable. They can do whatever they want.
And that boggles my mind. Like, when it's stuff like, I don't want to say more undercover stuff, but stuff we didn't really hear about. Like, remember that DNC guy that was, like, murdered
Seth
in D.C.?
Yeah.
And they said it was a robbery and his wallet was still on him, so clearly wasn't. You know, that barely scratched the surface. Nobody even knew. I didn't hear about that guy. I had to, like, dig deep for this. This is front page news. and everybody, the entire internet is going crazy, making jokes about how Hillary and Bill and whoever else murdered these people. For God's sakes, the president retweeted this dude on Twitter making a joke about how it was clearly, you know, part of the Clinton body count. Like, clearly they had some, this guy had some dirt on the Clintons, and he was telling his friends, yo, this guy's going to die soon of apparent suicide, and then it happens, and he's making a joke about it. The president of the United States of America retweeted that video. So everybody is aware of this, making jokes about it, and it's like just a, I feel like everyone just joke, this is just a joke. Someone murdered him, most likely, I would think, if you're looking at this evidence, right? Yeah. And like you said, Will, nothing's going to be done about it. Nobody... How can you prosecute them? They probably run the FBI. There's probably people in the FBI that were part of, they're banging kids, you know? So it gets so deep. And it's like, I would love to know all that information. But on the other hand, I find it so frightening because these are the people that are running the country and the world.
Yeah.
And they're probably the ones that are the worst criminals of all.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane.
And this has been, you know, a thing that's always been around, but we have so much more access to information now for the time being.
Sure.
I think they're trying to, you know, stifle that, too. We have the internet. We're able to see these things. We can communicate with each other rapidly through Twitter, and we can get information out there real quick. And that's a great thing. That's a good feature of Twitter. But, yeah, nothing will happen. It's frustrating because, like you're saying, these are, I don't know. I don't like the word evil. I don't know if I believe in pure evil.
Okay. I understand that.
But these are certainly wicked folks. I think that's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing this stuff, and I think he was going to rat everybody out because he got protected last time. He went to prison for this crap before. And he just went to work and would go there to sleep.
Right.
And they helped him out. They hooked him up. They took care of him. This time, it wasn't going to happen.
No.
And I think he was just like, well, if I'm going down, y'all are going down with me.
Absolutely.
All these people have fail safes. You know, they have plan Bs. You know, they're going to, you know, he's, what was he, 68 or
66,
something?
66, close.
You know, you get a few years in prison, you can still get out. You're still rich.
Well, not only that, I don't think he was getting out, but it was one of those things, and I was thinking about it myself, like, would I keep my friends under wrap if we both, say, murdered a bunch of people and I was going to jail for it? I'd be like, hell no. Like, I would want, it's weird because, like, you're having to pay for justice, you know? I would want justice to be served among everybody who committed that crime. Like, if I committed that crime and I'm going to jail and I know that you did it as well and you're condemning me, especially publicly, obviously, and you're saying, I don't know you, we didn't do anything, me knowing full well and having possibly evidence and me testifying against you and saying, nope, you did that as well. I'm bringing you down with me, buddy, because we were in this together. You said you would never rat me out, blah, blah, blah. Then, yeah, I want you to go down with me. And I think that that's probably what would have happened, but wasn't given the opportunity, you know. And I was thinking about the victims a lot, and I feel like that was really secondary to all the information that was coming out, because this is such a scandal that he killed himself, in quotes, you know. So, and people aren't really thinking about the victims too much, and I think we should at least, you know, keep them in mind. But what this took away from them, you know, and a lot of people were saying, well, now he's dead, you know, at the very least, yeah, he's probably murdered, but he kind of deserved it, or, you know, he's off the planet, we don't have to worry about him anymore. Yeah, but, like, his victims wanted him to face justice, you know, and the fact that, well, I don't think that he killed himself, but if he did, we'll pretend that he did kill himself for, you know, for the sake of this, what do we call it, a thought experiment, that he died on his own terms, right? So the victims wanted him to, I don't necessarily say that they wanted him to die, but they wanted him to face charges not on his terms. And these were on his terms, in quotes, if you do believe that he killed himself, although I believe that that did not happen.
I mean, look, I even went down, there's a subreddit, a conspiracy subreddit on Reddit, and one of the threads was about how this isn't even him. Like, from the pictures they have, I gotta say, I don't want to spread conspiracy theories here, but the pictures of him on the gurney, I mean, it looked vaguely like him.
Well, how did you saw a dead body?
They had pictures. Yeah, I guess when he was rolled out of the out of the jail and taken into an ambulance. I got some pictures of him, and they were pointing out little things like his lips weren't as pert and like perky and this guy. But and there you go. Yeah. So was it him? Yeah, probably. But I mean, it goes deep. Like that doesn't even seem unreasonable.
No.
Right? They'll just be like, we'll just say you killed yourself in prison, then we'll just let you go. You know, and then just go to Europe or something and don't come back.
That's what Hitler did, allegedly. Yeah. I've heard stuff on that Hitler never really killed himself. And I thought that was just like, that was ridiculous. How could you believe that? Of course, he killed himself in his bunker, blah, blah, blah. But if you dig a little bit deeper, the skull that the Russians, I guess, found or collected after his death. And I know that it's in some museum somewhere where it's like, this is part of Hitler's skull, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, when they did an autopsy on that part of the skull, it was from a skeleton of a 35-year-old female. Wasn't even a male. So I've heard theories about how Hitler booked it to, like, South America, Argentina, and he was spotted down there after the war. So I don't know. I don't know. Someone said that that they don't even think he's dead, you know, that he's living on an island with Tupac, Biggie, all those people over there. Who knows? But I also thought that this was interesting here. Apparently, after everything, right? So, like, he hung himself with a bed sheet that was hanging at the top bunk, and he, like, leaned forward and killed himself, whatever. But it says here, how could Epstein kill himself in a prison where the cells were specifically designed to prevent that from happening? So on top of him, you know, being checked and the surveillance, which weren't happening, and his cellmate not there, these were supposed to be suicide-proof cells. And apparently a guy that was actually in that correction facility was interviewed, and he said that there is no way that Epstein would have been able to hang himself. Quote, there's no way that man could have killed himself. I've done too much time in those units. It's an impossibility. Between the floor and the ceiling is like 8 or 9 feet. There's no way for you to connect to anything. You have sheets, but they're paper level, not strong enough. He was 200 pounds. It would never happen.
All right, there we go. Stay woke, Midnights 102.5, The Bone, theboneonline.com, and get the app, 102.5, The Bone, 813-693-2124 is a voice and text line. What do you think? Was he murdered? Was it just a simple case of didn't want to go to prison and he killed himself? I don't know. You tell me. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, or slip it in my DMs, home_made_man. And with that, we will leave you for the week. But if you're listening on Radio St. Peter, I want you to stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. And if you listen on podcast, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Make sure you tell a friend about it. Get some stickers and magnets and stuff. Just get in touch with me, and I'll get you some. I hope you have a fantastic week. I really do. I mean it. Be good to yourself, and be good to each other. Will Koontz, HMB Radio, on Radio St. Pete. See you later.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.